Okay. So on Saturday, November 30th at 5:50 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, I send out a memo to all GMs, union heads, transit office staff, NEDA managers, and PNB directors. And the reads as follows. As you know, Pacifica is in a transition period. Senior management has changed, and more changes can be expected in the near future. The Pacifica National Board terminated the employment of Mr. John Vermeil for cause as an interim executive director. Mr. Paul Green has been replaced as Pacifica counsel by Arthur Schwartz. The National Board is currently working on appointing an interim executive director while it continues with a formal search for a permanent executive director. It is very likely that an interim ED will be appointed within 2 weeks, and I think we're doing that tonight. I, Lawrence Rank, currently the outgoing chair of the Pacifica National Board, which appointed me as IED on, I don't remember the day, while the PNB decides on another IED. And then it says, please direct all management questions concerning financial, human relations, legal, administrative issues to all three transition teams to ensure that things get taken care of in a timely manner. NEDA has requested that all board members and others communicate as much as possible to this transition team for the time being. As far as the national board is concerned, the local station board elections have all concluded, and new LSP members will be seated at all five stations in December. Elections will be held in December for the two affiliate director seats on the national board, and in January for the 20 station representative seats. The national board and the transition team are working hard to restore stability to Pacifica. Best regards, Lawrence Rage, outgoing interim executive director and of the Pacifica National Board. And that's my report. Oh, one other thing. In regards to KPFT, there's been some questions around that. Those things are being addressed by HR and the transition team. That's all I can say because it involves an employee. You? Are there any questions?
I'll take us back if there's any questions. Anybody have any questions for Lawrence?
This is Donald for the stack.
Okay, Donald. Anybody else want to be on the stack?
Robin for the stack.
Robin. Anybody else?
Jan Goodman for the stack.
And anybody else? How are we doing on time for this item?
We started Bill? At 45 minutes after the hour, so we're 6 minutes into this.
Okay, so we have 9 minutes left. Okay, Donald, go ahead.
Yes, I have two questions. Number one, you mentioned Arthur Schwartz has been retained as legal counsel. Is that correct?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Is he a member of the California Bar?
I don't believe so.
I don't believe so either, as a matter of fact.
He's collaborating with other attorneys that are certified with the Bar of California.
Is that legitimate with regard to our bylaws? Have you checked on them?
I'm sorry. Can you repeat that, Mr. Gormaga?
Yeah. Is that in accordance with our bylaws, that an attorney from New York can be representing a California corporation from New York?
Well, have you read the bylaws on that?
I'm asking you. You're the one who did this.
I have not read the bylaws and whether that's prohibited or not.
Uh-huh. Well, I suggest you do. I have a second question.
Hold on, Mr. Goldmacher. There's nothing in the bylaws that requires legal counsel to be a member of the California Bar.
But this certainly may, according to the California Corporation Code. I suggest you look into that. I have a second question. you just mentioned in your report, restoring the stability of Pacifica. Could you give us some detail on what you mean by restoring the stability of Pacifica?
Well, as you know, there was some adverse action taken on WBAI that threw the network for a loop. And the Pacifica Board, Pacifica National Board, has been working diligently to restore stability to all five units.
Is that your response?
Excuse me?
Is that your response?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Mr. Chair, may I continue?
I think you've had your two questions. Robin, you're next on the stack.
I also have great concern about retaining a non-California licensed attorney. I've read the requirements. So in the California bar, the earliest that Arthur Schwartz could ever get and pass the bar would be sometime in May of next year. The election, the exams are held in February, and it usually takes about 4 months for them to process it. We are basically putting the entire corporation of Pacifica at risk by not having a California licensed attorney. How are you going to address that?
Well, Mr. Chair,
yes. I'd like to respond to this as part of the transition team.
Is that okay with you?
No, he was the chair. Let him respond.
Hey, you're out of order. Lawrence, is that okay with you? Grace responds, or do you wish to respond?
All I said to Mr. Collier was that I would definitely take that under advisement, and I will look into that further. And as a board, as all fiduciaries here, we all need to take that into account and take a look at that. If Grace wants to add to that, I'm more than happy to defer.
Grace, I suggest you put yourself on the stack, and you can make your point at that time.
Okay. All right. Sure.
Okay, next on the stack is Jan.
I wanted to find out if what person in Mr. Schwartz's firm is a member of the California Bar, if any, and also the names of whatever lawyers he's going to, if he is, as Reyes has indicated, he's going to associate California lawyers, who those lawyers are, because in fact those lawyers will be the people who will be representing Pacifica in California, where our business is.
And Lawrence, do you have to respond?
Yeah, that's a good question, and I have not spoken to Mr. Schwartz in regard to that. I know that he has told me that he is engaging California attorneys to also take a look at the court date that's set for December the 20th.
So I would also like to see a copy. I'm sure we would all like to see a copy of his contract or engagement letter or whatever to make sure that it comports with the motion that we passed, and because we'd like to see it. So who has that contract? Or letter
I had that. That's a reasonable request. And I'll consult with the management team to see if I should send that out.
Hold on,
Ms. Goodman. As far as I'm concerned, I don't have a problem with sending that to the board.
Okay, since everybody who has a say in this is on this call, is there anybody, that is to say, I would say Grace or Dwayne or Alex, that has a problem with it so we can deal with it right now since we're all here?
Well, we can't deal with it Hold on. We can't do this right now.
We're in public session. I apologize. When we get to closed session, we'll bring it up. Thank you.
It's a legitimate request, but I'm just saying we can't deal with it at this in an open session.
Yeah, I get it. I caught myself, and I want to make sure we put it on our closed session agenda. Thank you.
Okay. Grace, you wanted to say something?
I think it was, I'd just like to say that Pacifica has hired a number of different attorneys to deal with different matters. The Pacifica Council gives advice about an overview of Pacifica legal matters. We have right now representing us ERISA attorneys, that's having to do with labor law. We have a separate union negotiating attorney. We have an FCC CPB attorney. They're not all California, practicing in California. A Pacifica Council can recommend another attorney to deal with any cases that are specifically need to be dealt with in California. At any rate, this should be taken up in closed session, and we can have a closed session.
I already said so why don't we move on?
Yeah, okay, I will. Where we can have Arthur Schwartz respond to these questions. That's all.
Okay. Does anybody be on the stack?
Yeah.
We still have a couple of minutes left, I think.
One minute left.
Any last minute question? Anybody? Going? Go on. Okay. Thank you, Lawrence. And on behalf of the board, I wish to thank you for your services as the IED for the last few weeks. Much appreciated.
Thank you.
Okay. Going on to the agenda. Committee reports. Do we have some committee reports?
Al, this is from the NFC. I'd like to speak first, if I could get your permission.
Do you have something in writing, Chris?
No. I didn't realize that I was supposed to submit a report in writing.
Well, we always have committee reports at the regularly scheduled meetings of the PNB. That's just routine. Okay, but go ahead. Make your presentation.
So the NFC has met four times since my last report, and I just thought I'd start with an overview of those four meetings. In two meetings, we discussed the WBAI situation and with various, degrees of contention about that. And one of the things that emerged from those meetings was a motion which has already been acted upon. Moot. But hold on a second. I'm getting an echo here. There we go. Hopefully that'll be better. So the motion was. I'm still getting the echo. Is anybody else getting that?
Yes.
Yes, we're all getting
it. Yeah, I hear it.
Okay, I'm not on speaker anymore, so I don't know what's going on.
Everybody should put themselves on mute.
Is it better now?
And nobody should be on speaker.
Yeah.
Okay. Great. Thank you. I was getting very confused there. Sorry about all the babbling. Okay. So the motion. I'm getting echo again. I'll hold the speaker away from my ear while I'm reading this. The motion that was presented, I just wanted read into the record. One of the committee members requested that we read it in. So let me find it here. Fred Blair's motion was the NFC recommends to the PNB that we return local control to WBAI on the shortest possible timetable on a sustainable manner as it was prior to October 5th, 2019. And that was passed without objection as amended. So obviously that's a moot motion, but we wanted it read in. So the next two motions, actually, I should finish my discussion about the meeting overview. So in one meeting, we had an ICFO report and an extensive discussion with the ICFO. In two meetings, we discussed the migration of our files from the NFC server at Yahoo to an alternate source. I think there are many committees that use Yahoo and have this exact same problem. And I think that there's some idea circulating that we might want to take these files internally. For the moment, they're still parked at Yahoo. They're just not, we just can't add any more files as of this juncture. At least that's my understanding. And it'll be a while before they go through and do a systematic purge, but we have backed them up. Our Paul has taken the liberty of backing those files up. So he said that the process was relatively easy, so those files are secure at this juncture, but it would be better to have them backed up at an accessible location just in case they disappear at some point from Yahoo. The other two meetings, you're probably recognizing that I'm overlapping here. Some of these meetings we had multiple items. So in two meetings we discussed the loan and the repayment schedule for it. I know there's been a lot of people that have been interested in the subject. So we've had a couple of motions, and I actually sent them to the PMB tonight. I transmitted one at 5:38 and one at 5:47. I'd be happy to read them so that we could vote on these motions, but this is probably not an appropriate time to do any voting. Is that correct, Mr. Chair? Or can we do that?
Well, theoretically you can, but we are really going to be pressed for time. I would recommend that we postpone discussion of motions to a later meeting, because we still have to have a continuation closed session tonight, and we're going to have to head into that another 20-25 minutes at the latest.
Understood. Okay. So one of these is a little bit time sensitive. So I'd appreciate it if we could get this on the docket at the earliest possible opportunity. I would like the secretary, the acting secretary, to act on this as soon as possible so that we could get it onto the next possible meeting for a floor vote. An open meeting would be, of course, the most germane, because there's this is something that Pacifica should know about. But there was actually one other discussion. There was another discussion about the loan. I just remembered that that part of that went into closed session, so never mind. So these are the two motions. The first one is the NFC recommends the following strategy for paying the interest. Full payment starting in December, with it in mind, not to use the escrow account for the remainder of the term of the loan. That was passed 7-4-3 against with one abstention. And then as far as how to do that, in other words, the method for determining the individual station loads, the motion was the NFC recommends that the quarterly interest payments proceeding in December of 2019 be proportioned by station membership. And if anybody's curious about why we ended up there, it occurred to the committee that stations have a better handle on station membership than they do on revenue. And since revenue is pretty closely tied to station membership anyway, it seemed like a reasonable way to keep this the proportioning up to date. And I think there was actually an addition to that too, but I can't find it right now, which was that it was subject to annual review. So the station membership changes over the course of a year, that it could be reapportioned by the membership in the following year. So I think those two motions could actually be tied together into a single motion. But it's not going to be voted on tonight, I'll take the time, find the additions to that, group it together as one motion, and present it to the PNP. So that is that's all. I didn't. And once again, I'm sorry that I didn't realize that I had to have a written report, and I'll do that next time. I'll be better prepared because I wasn't aware of that. So thank you.
Okay, thank you, and thank you, Chris. I appreciate that. Do we have any other committee reports?
Point of request for information.
What is your request for information?
Yes. Was there a discussion in the Finance Committee about the actual financial situation of WBAI?
Yes, Donald, I can answer that. So this discussion has been somewhat continuous, Donald. It comes up pretty much every meeting. And there's been it's interesting because I understand that the NFC is charged with forming station budgets, but what has been discussed recently is that the NFC might take a more prominent role in providing some guidance for the current situation. It's not specifically called out in the bylaws, but it seems like the network is kind of adrift, and there's people on the NFC who are interested in this problem, and I think capable of getting their head around it and providing some guidance. So that was pretty much the last thing we discussed at the last meeting. It's been kind of something that's brewing in the background. And I think that it would be a good thing for the NFC to do. And I think there are plans for us to do that in the future. But there's no specific guidelines at this juncture. Once again, because we're, charged with getting the budgets through, which is a very long and cumbersome process, as I mentioned in an email chain about, I don't know, 2 or 3 weeks ago, and probably need some revisiting as well, as far as just procedure goes. But not to get too far off the rails, the specific answer to your question is that, yes, it's been discussed a lot, but that we don't have any guidelines present at this juncture for any of the individual stations.
So there are no recommendations from the committee as to how to manage BAI's finances?
Not at this juncture. I mean, it seems fairly obvious that that BAI and to a lesser extent KPFK are heading, if not in trouble, heading for trouble. And because these stations will demand more of the network in terms of resources over time, it only makes sense to address these problems now before they affect the rest of the network.
Anybody else have any comments or any questions? Go ahead, Jen.
Have you asked for and or received copies of the statements of the Volution, I think that's the name of it, accounts from WBAI so that you can see what the actual...
Yes, I've asked for them. I've requested them. My understanding, this was based on a conversation that I had with Tamara a few weeks ago, is that there's something about the way the Volution account is accounted for that makes it difficult to actually see the front end of that activity. What can be seen is the back end of the activity. In other words, the money that's coming out of the Volution account. So there's access to that. Those numbers are known. But as far as I know, neither Tamara nor Netta has access to the input side of that account. So
I'm asking if you can ask for and receive statements, and maybe the new IED can assist in getting. They must have monthly statements of some sort so that you can see what goes in, because
I think it's just the cash deposit statements for the station that are available. In other words, that's what is visible from an accounting standpoint.
But okay. Okay, it seems to me that you need to know actually, you know, like if Jan Goodman donated $50 or where that money is coming from, and somewhere there must be a record. It can't be.
I believe, yeah. Once again, I did ask for this information, and what I was told was that by the ICFO is that she didn't have access to the input side of the Volution account. In other words, she couldn't tell where it was coming from. She could only tell what the net deposits were. So I can ask the
point of information.
I can ask that question again, but that's the answer I got. Go ahead, James. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm so used to chairing. My problem. I'm sorry, Alex. Go ahead.
No problem. Go ahead, James.
Yeah, this is I'm
the station manager for that information because obviously he has it.
Excuse me.
Yes.
Ms. Dougherton has the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and thank you, Jan. I just want to say that I have that directly from the general manager of WBAI, and I've seen him do it. He says that as he inputs all of this information, which he has to do himself because we have no business manager, he has no assistants, he has no staff, it goes directly, when he puts it into Volution, it goes directly to the ICFO, to Tamara. So she should have all of that information. I've seen him do it, and I think there's some kind of a misunderstanding here, and I think it may go to other errors that have been made, and I would like to suggest to Chris, the chair of the NFC right now, that Berthold has volunteered to come to the next NFC meeting and answer any questions, particularly because at the last meeting there was quite a bit of contention and a little bit of name-calling as well, and I would like to have the general manager there to straighten out the facts.
Okay. All right, James, thanks. And I'd welcome that. I did ask the question, and the response I got was, I guess, unnerving would be the best way I could put it. So I would like to get to the bottom of it if we could.
Thank you.
Okay. Any further comments from anybody? Any questions? Okay, how much time do we have left in any reports?
Alex, point of personal privilege, if you don't mind. I'm sorry to the PNB. I'm gonna have to exit this call. I have a rehearsal on Thursday nights, and most of the time I can waive it, but there's been a number of Thursday meetings, and of course Thanksgiving interfered with it as well, so I really have to make this one. So I have to exit the meeting now, but I appreciate the opportunity to speak before you, and I look forward to doing so in the future. So
okay.
Thank you, and have a good evening. Okay? All right. Good night.
Okay. Bill, how much time do we have left on this item?
Okay, we have actually right out of town and right now. Just ended up 15 minutes. Oh, no, screw it. It's 20 minutes. We have five more minutes. Excuse me.
Five more minutes. Okay. Are there any other committee?
Yes. Thank you.
Eileen, for the audit committee.
Okay. Go ahead, Eileen.
Yeah, I don't have a lot, but just to update you all a little bit, I started talking to the auditors again because there's something to talk about now. There's still some open items. The auditors have all the numbers, but there are other kinds of things, documentation and contracts that they're still waiting for. However, in terms of the numbers, and I'm sorry that Chris left, but maybe I'll try to talk to him tomorrow. A few of us just sort of ad hoc were looking over some of the numbers in one of the P&Ls, I guess, that Tamara sent us that had a tab for each unit and a consolidated tab, and we found a lot of things that we had questions on, so we've been putting those together and sending them to Tamara and Anita to see if they can answer them, and there are things that do need to be changed or updated or moved around from either one station to another or from certain lines to another line. There's a lot of stuff booked under administrative expenses that need to go into program expenses, things like that. So we've been reviewing that. So that could mean another little delay, but, you know, we're working at the same time as NETA, and the auditors are getting the open items. So it's moving, you know, it's moving now. It's been moving all along, but it's, you know, an arduous process. So that's all I really want to say for the moment. I think there will be more to tell you about soon.
Robin to the stack.
Donald to the stack.
Okay, Robin, Donald, anybody else?
Well, I have a question. You know, in those reports from Tamra, they did not separate out the affiliate, Pacifica Affiliates Network as a separate financial unit, which we had approved months and months ago.
You're absolutely right.
And I really would like to see that in the audits as well. You know,
it's
disturbing to have it mixed in with the national office because we have very excellent accounting taking care of that. It should not be ignored. That's all I want to say.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha.
Okay. Donald?
Yes. Eileen, in an audit committee meeting several months ago, we were presented with the 2017 audit. And in examining the details of that audit, I requested detailed information regarding the $500,000 that WBAI management had spent on, quote, consultants. I asked you.
I sent you a full listing of all. I sent you a full listing of all consultants for fiscal year 17.
And you didn't let me finish my point.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Thank you. And what I wanted to pursue in that, and for that matter, in the 2018 audit, is it not true that BAI management outsources a great deal of activity to consultants that should be conducted in-house? And one example specifically that comes to mind is how much money is being spent on call centers per minute of time for people calling in to make pledges as opposed to having volunteers at the station actually taking calls. Is it not true that there are no volunteers taking calls during pledge drives at BAI in contrast to other stations? If you know.
I have no idea. I'm sure we could pull that information out if we know, if we can identify the vendor.
I believe this vendor is called Signius, and they charge 82 cents a minute.
Very serious.
Mm-hmm. This is Grace for the stack.
Yeah, go ahead, Grace.
Okay. When I was IED in July, I went over this with Berthold and Andrea Katz, the office manager and development director. And first of all, their studio space is extremely small in Brooklyn. And they have costed out the cost of doing in-house phone answering, and it turned out to be less expensive to use the call center. I can tell you that at KPFK, we have at least four full-time equivalents, 3.5 to 4 full-time equivalents doing membership management. At WBAI, there is a half a person doing it, basically, the general manager and a half a person. So I think if you cost it out, the efficiency at WBAI is quite impressive with the call center and cost-effective. And I can give you more details in the future about that. There were also in the profit and loss statement we recently received, there were a considerable number of errors in entries to expenses.
30 seconds.
Section. So those need to be.
Section of what?
Defied. This should be taken up in a finance committee meeting or offline. It's not really part of this this agenda item, but I can discuss it more fully at a future time.
Okay.
We're out of time. Point of personal privilege here.
So what is your point of personal privilege?
It seems to me that this was an audit committee report, and within the context of the audit committee, I raised questions regarding details in the audit of 2017. So this seems to me a rather appropriate place to be raising these questions. Thank you.
Okay. We have to move on to the next agenda item. And I do wish to remind everyone that we're going to have to adjourn this meeting no matter where we're at in the agenda in the next 10 minutes. Just keep that in mind, because we do have a very important closed session we have to get to. So the item is motion. I think this is your motion, Lawrence. Do you want to bring it up?
Point of order, there was Eileen's motion first. Did I have a motion?
Okay,
to ask if anyone wants to be a trustee or part of
the
trustee. I'm sorry, I didn't realize you were in. Yeah, I should send that to you. Yeah, go. I'm sorry. Shall I speak?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah? Yeah, I sent out the information on being a trustee or being a member of the administrative committee for the pension plans a few days ago. I don't know if people had a chance to look at them yet. We don't have to make a decision tonight, but I did want to see if anybody did look at those and if anybody is already interested, or if you want more information on this, or if we should just take it up in a future meeting. I guess I wanted to remind people.
Go for the stack.
Eileen, does it have to be a director who volunteers?
No, it doesn't have to.
Okay.
It doesn't have to.
Okay, thank you. Bill, you had a question?
Well, I was going to make the same point. It doesn't have to be a director, but, you know, it should be, for both of those positions, should be somebody that is familiar with finances and investments, and we need to make sure that our employees' money is being handled correctly and that we get the best deal that we can for them. So we need to be looking for people that have the right experience like that.
That would be best. Yeah, so it could be, you know, anybody from the board or people you know who, at least members of Pacifica or interested in Pacifica and close to Pacifica. You know, people who are going to stick around for a little while, too. So we'll take it up again, I guess, in a future meeting. If you're interested, or if you know somebody or whatever, you know, get in touch with me or Grace. And, you know, we can, you know, move things forward.
Okay. Thank you, Ryan. Let's move on to the next agenda item. We're after Lawrence's motion. Lawrence, we really only have 5 minutes, so...
Right, can somebody read the motion of the agenda? I'm having computer problems right now.
Okay. Grace, are you able to read it, or do you want me to read it?
I can read it if you like.
Well, you have a better voice than I do. Go ahead.
Okay. Proposed motion. Whereas the network was in a state of chaos stemming from the visitation at WBAI on October 7th, 2019, and whereas no invitation to submit nominations for the two affiliate seats on the 2020 Pacifica National Board was sent until the evening of November 5th, 2019, with a submission deadline of November 15th, 2019, for an application period of 10 days, which is not reasonable, be it hereby declared that 2020 affiliate nominations shall be reopened until December 17th and shall commence with a letter from the PNB Secretary. A letter from the PNB Secretary distributed to all affiliate stations on December 6th by the affiliate network manager, with candidate interviews on December 19th, continued if needed to December 21st.
Dan Goodman to the stack.
Bill for the stack.
Okay. That's the motion. Do we have?
Can I motivate the motion?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay.
And I have a point of order. It's Bill.
What is your point of order?
The motion's out of order because it conflicts with the bylaws. I sent an email to the board a little while ago. Married that. It's brief. Explains why it's out of order.
Okay, go ahead.
The motion, the item on the agenda, the motion from a concerned listener about reopening the nominations for affiliate directors and changing the deadline is out of order because it conflicts with the Pacifica bylaws, Article 5, Section 4, Part A, which says, quote, nominations shall close on November 15th each year and shall be submitted in writing to the foundation secretary for forwarding to the board, unquote. And then I have a link to that part of the bylaws. There is no bylaws requirement for notifying all affiliates a certain number of days before the deadline, and in fact, there's no requirement for notifying them at all. All affiliate stations do get reminders about this each year, though, from the affiliate's coordinator, and the deadline is the same each year. Just because a concerned listener wants the nominations reopened and the nominations deadline extended by more than 1 month so a friend can get in a very late nomination does not justify violating the bylaws. Therefore, the motion's out of order and should not be considered. Thank you.
Okay, let me
respond to that.
You may respond, and then I'll rule on the I'll rule on it. Go ahead.
Yeah. Okay. So,
I have a
Bill
question.
Always.
Excuse me,
it seems like Bill.
Excuse me, Mr. Reyes has the floor.
Thank you, Chair.
Yeah.
Bill, I don't like the way you categorize things in terms of. Well, you know, this is an opportunity for someone to get a friend in. I think that your rationale is good enough, and for you to impugn this concerned listener, it's I think that's out of order, and I think you are out of order for doing that. So that's all I have to say, Chair.
Okay. Lauren, I think your remark about Bill's remark is well taken.
Point of order.
Excuse me, I'm making a ruling. You can't make a point of order in the middle of a ruling. Now, as far as the substance of Bill's objection, it is true that this motion is in violation of bylaws. However, sometimes we are in violation of the bylaws due to exigent circumstances. And one can argue that there were some exigent circumstances, namely, there was a much bigger violation of the bylaws that caused some severe interruptions in the normal schedule of notifications and things like that. So I'm not quite sure how to rule on this. I'd like to ask the parliamentarian his opinion on this. Tatum?
Yes, I'm here. And what is your question? Sorry.
Okay. Technically, changing the dates for nominations of affiliate directors is out of compliance with the deadlines in our bylaws. However, one can argue that because of the shutdown of WBAI, which was also in violation of our bylaws, that threw a monkey wrench into the normal schedule we would have had. So this could be considered an exigent circumstance that might excuse a technical violation of the bylaws. I'd like to know your opinion on that before I rule.
Okay. My opinion is that your ruling should concern whether it is exigent circumstances or not, and your ruling will be subject to a vote. If someone appeals, if two people appeal, one to appeal and one to second the appeal, then they would have to vote on it. But it would be your ruling to determine whether this is exigent circumstances or not.
I believe this counts as circumstances. Ruling. That is my ruling. What is your point of information, Ms. Goodman?
I would like to know how many applicants we have, because I think that is very important. And even though we on the Pacific and National Board were in turmoil, so to speak, absolutely, I doubt that that turmoil extended to all of our affiliates. So I would like to know how many applicants we have for those positions, because if there are none, then I think we need to extend it. But if there's, you know, if there's a number of people who've applied, then it would tend to indicate that, you know, it wasn't such a problem. So could the secretary please tell us how many applicants there are before you rule?
Well, I already ruled.
But your question is legitimate, so the secretary may answer.
We have 4 nominees.
But that's about our average. So
let me answer the question of Lawrence. Lawrence, are you aware of any potential applicants that were not able to get in their application because of the problems we had?
Yes, I'm aware of one, and I'm not going to say where they're from, but I'm aware of one, and it's possibly more that got the notice late and could not have applied to be interviewed. So I think that's sufficient enough for an up and down vote.
Okay. So my ruling is that the motion is legitimate. Due to the exigent circumstances.
I would like to...
Object and be on the stack, Robin.
Yes, I'd like to appeal the ruling.
You may appeal the ruling of the chair if you so wish.
I do.
Can we have at least 2-4 and 2 against to discuss this?
The appeal needs to be seconded first.
I second it.
Okay.
I really think it's important that I have a chance to speak, Alex.
We don't have time to debate this because we're going to have to go to closed session any minute.
This is an extremely important violation of the bylaws. Would you please let me speak, Alex?
Okay.
Look, let me explain.
Hold on, you have not been given the floor. Hold on. I'll take 1-4 and 1 against, and then we go to a vote, and that's it. Okay. So, go ahead.
I mean, in this whole period, a month before this deadline came up and before Ursula put out the notice, we were forming the association affiliates. I flew to Rochester to present to the grassroots radio conference. We sent out numerous emails about the issue of how affiliates are elected or nominated to the board. So this was not a secret. This has never been a secret. It's in the bylaws. It's on the website 36 days, 365 days of the year. This is a blatant effort to manipulate the affiliate representatives. This has never happened before. This has never been necessary before. I strongly object to this. It's very unfair to the people that met the deadline and were aware of it. It's an insult to the affiliates. The affiliates were not directly affected by anything happening at WBAA. There's 220 affiliates. They kept broadcasting. They kept downloading from AudioPort. This is nonsense.
Okay. Who wants to speak in favor of the ruling of the chair?
And not only that, we don't need to break the bylaws.
Right, Ms. Goodman. Who wants to speak in favor of the ruling of the chair?
Chair, I'd like to speak for. I just got knocked off the call.
Dwayne, I'd like to speak.
Okay. Well, Lawrence, you already spoke, so let Dwayne go.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Thank you.
Go ahead, Dwayne.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I think that we have examples to life, period, that when certain circumstances preclude normal procedures to be either implemented or given the opportunity to exercise your normal privilege is abated, or something has caused you to avoid that time frame, then that creates an exigent circumstance. We have a storm We have the flood. Even Medicare and even the government will extend opportunity to those affected areas. So at best, we would allow for WBAI members to be able to substitute or to be able to bring forth, because they were going through exigent circumstances by being pretty much devalued and their rights taken away and being consumed with trying to save themselves. They couldn't have, it would have been reasonable for them to not even pay attention to the notice, because they've been consumed with trying to save their station. Now, from an extended standpoint, we all, not all, but most of us were consumed with trying to save WBAI, and a lot of things fell through the cracks. So just reasonable people would consider the fact that, given all that we've had done, that exigent circumstances exist and time should be extended.
Okay. I have a point of order, Chair. Point of order, Chair.
Make your point of order. Go ahead.
So I just looked at the affiliate website, and there's nothing about this, about elections or nominations taking place. And the timely blatant violation of the bylaws was done by Mr. Vimeo's mess in regards to not being able to send out timely notices to 200 stations. And those who follow them blatantly violated the bylaws.
Okay. We're going to go to a vote on this. Yes, if you wish to uphold the ruling of the chair, which holds that Lawrence's motion is in order due to exigent circumstances. No, if you want to overrule the ruling of the chair. Madam Secretary.
Okay. This is a vote on Lawrence's motion. And
no, it's not. The appeal.
It's a vote.
On the chair's ruling.
Yes.
To allow Lawrence's motion to move forward. Is that correct, Chair?
That's correct.
Okay. Grace Aaron votes yes. Gary Boast. Robin Collier.
No.
Okay. Chris Corey, not here. Bill Crozier.
No.
All right. Donald Goldmacher.
I vote no, because four people have already been put in nomination.
No comment.
This is a violation of the bylaws and an end run. And the parliamentarian should make it clear this should not
order.
Be
ordered. Not about a nurse, sir.
Dan Goodman?
No.
Okay. Sabrina Jacobs? Not here. Wally James? Not here. Dwayne Lark?
Dwayne Lark votes yes, and the parliamentarian doesn't rule. The chair does.
Okay. Adrian LaViolette, Martha Peterson,
yes.
Okay, Ron Pinchback,
yes.
All right, Ralph Pointer,
yes. Up for the ruling in the chair.
Okay, Lawrence Reyes. Okay, we'll come back to Lawrence. Sean Rhodes.
Yes, Madam Secretary.
Okay, very good. And Sean, you voted yes.
I abstain.
Oh, abstain. Okay, sorry. Eileen Rosen?
Yes.
Okay. Manasur Sabah?
Yes.
Okay. James Sagerton?
Pass.
All right. Nancy Sorden?
Abstain.
Okay. Tom Voorhees?
Pass.
Okay. And we're going to go back. Let's see. We have Mansoor Sabah.
No.
Okay. James Sagerton.
Yes.
Okay. Tom Voorhees.
I'll go yes.
Okay, and so we have, I'll count this up, we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, yes.
1, 2, 3. We
have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, no. We have 1, 2 abstentions. Chair, do you wish to vote?
I'll vote to uphold my own ruling, yes.
Okay. So the final vote is yes, 5 no, 2 abstentions. The chair's ruling has been upheld.
Okay. And now we vote on the motion itself. And we have no time for discussion. We just go straight to a vote. Madam Secretary,
okay.
Take the roll.
On Lawrence's motion, I will pass. Gary Bose, Robin Collier.
No.
Okay. Chris Corey. Not here. Bill Crozier.
No.
All right. Donald Goldmacher.
No, this is a blatant violation of the bylaws.
Goodman.
No.
You should go Goldmacher.
Right. Sabrina Jacobs. Here. Wally James. Not here. Dwayne Lark.
Yes. Upholding the bylaw.
All right. Adrian LaViolette. Not here. Martha Peterson.
Yes.
Okay. Ron Pinchback.
Yep.
All right. Ralph Pointer.
Yes.
Okay. Lawrence Reyes.
Yes.
Okay. Eileen Rosen.
Yes.
All right. Sean Rhodes.
No.
Okay. Mansur Sabah. Nancy Sorden.
Abstain.
Okay. Tom Voorhees.
Yes.
Okay. James Sagerton. James, are you there?
I am. I'm thinking. I guess I'll go yes.
Okay. And Mansur Sabah? Mansur is not here. Okay. So let me count these up. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Oh, I didn't vote myself. I will abstain. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Yes. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. No. We have 1. I believe 2 abstentions. There we have 8 yes, 5 no, 2 abstentions.
You didn't ask me how I want to vote.
That's what I just asked. We have 8 yes, 5 no, 2 abstentions. How do you wish to vote, Mr. Chair?
I'm abstaining.
Okay. So we have the final vote is 3 abstentions, 6 no's, 11 yes. Oh, no, I'm sorry. I'm reading the wrong thing. We have 8 yes, 5 no's, 3 abstentions. Well, let me count up the abstentions. I'm sorry. Yes, 3 abstentions. So the motion passes.
We're out of time.
Okay. Mr. Chair?
The motion passes, and I want to take this occasion to respond to some instant messaging that I've been getting from Director Goodman. Ms. Goodman, I do not appreciate your implications. I specifically asked the parliamentarian for direction on this, and I ruled according to my best judgment as to whether this motion was in order because of the exigent circumstances, and I certainly think illegally shutting down one of our radio stations in violation of the bylaws and in violation of all kinds
Point of order, there was nothing illegally done in New York.
It was certainly illegal. And
that's your judgment. It wasn't illegal.
It is not simply my judgment. That was the court ruling.
No, it was not. The ruling was a temporary restraining order. It did not rule on the larger question.
You are out of order.
Thank you for sharing that information.
Why was he called
out of the order?
Correct this information.
Can everybody please?
Order.
Here, here.
Yeah. Sorry, I will not put up with this information on the public airways of Pacifica.
You are out of order.
Misinformation. Misinformation.
Personal privilege.
Here. I'd like to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.
May I have the floor? Motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.
Not debatable. Not debatable.
Dan Goodman has a point of personal privilege after having been slammed like that.
Are there any objections?
Don't worry about it, Dan. There's nothing you can do about it.
I object.
The parliamentarian
you're going to continue to be slammed.
Go to a vote on the motion.
Not debatable.
Who's with me, parliamentarian?
Okay.
Everything adjourned is not here.
The motion to adjourn is the highest motion. Let's take a vote.
It's not debatable. You don't have to vote on it.
Order. Please mute everyone.
I have the floor.
The problem is here would like to speak.
Robin,
I'm
going to mute everyone except the parliamentarian right now.
Thank you.
Why don't you just do it and stop warning people?
Mr. Chair, may I speak?
What?
This is a problem, Chair. Okay.
What I wanted to say,
Mr. Chair, was that there were so many people talking at the same time that no one was recognized. In order to adjourn the meeting, someone has to be recognized for that motion. So, Mr. Chair, there were so many people talking that I did not hear you recognize anyone to make a motion. So, therefore, there is no motion on the floor until you recognize a person by name. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Tatum. May I have a motion to adjourn, please?
So moved. Ray Farron moved. Motion to adjourn.
Second, out there.
Point of personal privilege.
Is there...
Motion to adjourn is not debatable, Mr. Chair.
Moved and seconded. Out there.
Okay, is there any objection? Okay, meeting adjourned. We will reconvene in closed session after a five-minute break. Please use the other call number for the closed session. Thank you.